Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This is one of my favorite chapters of all of Scripture. So let's listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 17 verses of 2 Timothy 3.
2 Timothy 3. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
Okay, here we go with some insightful journal entries from 1992, 2002, and 2012. We'll begin with that first one in 1992. Listen to this. We must be in the last days because we have all these problems. And I was referring to verses 1 through 9. Children, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, lovers of money, SNL scandal, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, AIDS, abortion, a form of godliness, religion without Christ, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And I wrote, going on all over our country. Then I quoted verse 9, but they will not make further progress. And then I wrote, amen, stop them, Lord. But you, follow my teaching. Yes, Lord. So all the way back in 1992, I was saying we must be in the last days because we have all the problems listed in the first 9 verses of this chapter. It's 25 years later. These problems are probably more evident today than then. By the way, SNL scandal was the savings and loan scandal going on back then. Well, let's see if it gets any better in 2002. I wrote, godly living is not easy living. Paul suffered greatly. Many have, for the cause of Christ. If Christianity is not the only way, why suffer? If everybody is going to make it anyway, who cares about doctrine, manner of life, etc.? Christianity would be no threat to anyone then, so why persecute it? Because it shines truth in darkness, and darkness doesn't like light. Well, that's kind of profound, isn't it? That was in 2002. Let's see what I said in 2012. In 2012, I divided up this chapter. So I read the first 9 verses on one day and the rest of the chapter the second day. And I wrote, I wonder if every generation since Paul and Timothy saw these characteristics. We certainly would say these verses apply to us today. Again, today there is information overload, but little knowledge of the truth. Paul calls fake teaching folly. We have much of it today. And then on the second day I wrote, what if someone followed me around? What kind of Christianity would they see? How is my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness? What is Christianity like? And I quoted verse 12, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. I wrote, all will be while evil people get away with their behavior. Life is not fair. Then I continued to write, Scripture unveils salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And then, all Scripture is God-breathed. It is His word, not the words of men. I mentioned in the introduction to the book of 2 Timothy that there would be a description of the last days, and it would be more true than anything we'd see in a Hollywood movie. Well, here it is in the first 9 verses of this chapter. Let's see what Paul says the condition of the world will be like in the last days. As I go through this list, you kind of mentally check them off if you think that they are applicable today. Here we go. Lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. I don't know about you, but I think I did a mental check mark on every one of those things. And there's one more, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. We are in the information age. There is more knowledge, more access to information on our smartphones than we've ever had in the history of the world. We can ask Google anything, but does Google really have the answers to life? Paul's warning is clear. In the last days, we will always be learning, but never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. May I offer you a thought today? Might you spend more time in the truth, and that's where? That's God's word, than in Google. We can all have a knowledge of the truth. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in the truth, thy word is truth. And how do we know that God's word is truth? Well, this chapter declares it. Verse 16 says, all scripture is breathed out by God. That means the Bible, from cover to cover, is God's word. And because it's God's word, it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. So if you're concerned about the last days, if you're concerned about knowledge, but without knowledge of the truth, if you want to be trained in righteousness, if you want to be equipped for every good work in this life, then spend time in God's word each and every day. Yes, Lord, we may be in the last days. We see the evidence by the characteristics described by Paul all around us. But you also tell us right here, we can know truth. We thank you that you loved us enough to provide truth, your word. Holy Spirit, draw us into it each and every day of our lives. And as you do, teach us, train us in righteousness, equip us for every good work. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you believe that in the last days the world is going to need truth, God's word, join the Ezra Project in making that possible. These Ad Bible podcasts can outlive all of us. Maybe God will use them as a beacon of truth in the last days, whenever they may be. Will you help us? The Ezra Project is a small yet very efficient ministry. Every financial gift matters to our success. Invest in the last days. Invest in Ad Bible. Visit EzraProject.net to do so, and we will thank you for your partnership.